Pennsylvania Democrats recently got a bill through the state house to raise the minimum wage, though it's likely to face resistance in the GOP-controlled Senate. It's the third time in 4 years this chain of events is playing out on this issue. From our news partner, the Pennsylvania Capital Star, Ian Carball reports a public relations firm is now getting involved, opposing the measure on behalf of industries that rely on low-wage workers and their allies.
When the state house passed a bill that would raise the Commonwealth's minimum wage to $15 an hour, reporters in the Capitol began receiving emails from a group called the Employment Policies Institute. They warned the proposal could cost Pennsylvania tens of thousands of jobs. But the group, which says it's a nonprofit research organization, is not exactly what it seems. It has close ties with a Washington, D.C.-based PR firm called Berman & Company. The organizations share an address, suite number, and at least two high-level employees. The firm's known for combative media campaigns against opponents of its clients. Its website even highlights news coverage calling the firm a weapon of mass destruction. Berman does not disclose its clients, but past reporting has shown the roster includes major players in the food, beverage, and chain restaurant sectors.
Ian Carball reporting. More than 120,000 Pennsylvanians have dropped their 2026 health insurance coverage they got through PennEE. That's the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. And the numbers keep going up. Patient advocates say premium hikes, the loss of federal subsidies, and rising costs of daily life are all factors. Joanne Rosenhein of the Pennsylvania Health Access Network says people are choosing between expensive coverage and the risk of expensive future medical bills.
They're in an impossible situation either way. They're either paying a really high monthly premium for a high deductible plan, or they might choose to go without coverage, and they feel like those situations are pretty equal.
Health advocates are still urging Congress to restore the federal subsidies, though negotiations in Washington have stalled. Yesterday's rain deterred the usual crowds for the South Street Easter promenade, but it was still a very festive occasion for those who did show up, many of whom came dressed in their Sunday best. Grand Marshal Henry David led his 31st promenade wearing a custom outfit he designed and a towering pink and purple headpiece that he said was weatherproof.
I changed it completely to be ready for water. Nothing stops me. Not rain nor snow nor sleet, just like a postman. It's never going to stop me.
The contest categories included Best Dressed Families and Kids. Sports Rockies over the Phils in Denver. That set is wrapped up. The Phils take on the Giants tonight. And the Flyers beat the Bruins in overtime. That was thanks to Porter Martone's game-winning goal, his first in the league. And the Flyers are now on a playoff spot, or within a playoff spot. And the Flyers visit the Devils tomorrow. The 76ers take on the Spurs tonight in Texas. This is WHYY.